At 7:06, we have morning sunshine, 36 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 63 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. Just about 90 minutes ago, we had a fatality auto-pedestrian accident in Tulsa. It took place just off Charles Page Boulevard on 43rd West Avenue, and we understand this may be the result of a carjacking. Tulsa police are still on the scene this morning, and they are still sorting through the details. IMSA President Steve Williamson goes before the Tulsa City Council to answer questions about billing and collection practices. The session comes after complaints by some that they have been wrongly billed. Williamson says there have been misunderstandings about fees that support the ambulance service.
There are occasions where there's a misunderstanding or the wrong address or we looked at it wrong, but we're going to and have every year made the system reviewed the system, made it better to reduce those risks.
The mayor is asking his designee on the ambulance board to request changes in policy to try and answer some of the complaints. Crossing a railroad track proves fatal in Tulsa. 12-year-old boy Richard Brown was struck and killed by a freight train about 8 o'clock yesterday morning near Lewis and Apache. He was rushed to the hospital where he died about 2 hours later. He was a seventh grader at the McLean Junior High School. Family members of Oklahoma death row inmate Timothy Sean Stemple are appealing to Governor Fallon to delay his execution set for next Thursday. Stemple's sister and other relatives who held a news conference here in Tulsa yesterday want a forensic animation specialist to present evidence conflicting with the state's account used to convict the now 46-year-old. Stemple's then 30-year-old wife, Tricia, was run over and beaten to death along Highway 75 back in 1996. Well, here are the facts. Oklahoma ranks first in the nation in prescription drug use per capita. The state has experienced a 108% increase in drug overdose deaths since 2001. And 80% of those deaths are due to prescription drugs. Those are just some of the stats that prompted State Representative Pat Onby to author legislation tracking your purchase of prescription drugs.
What this will do is really flag doctors. They'll be able to immediately tell whether this patient's gone to another doctor in the last week, 2 weeks, in the last month, or even a year to get prescription drugs when it comes to these controlled dangerous substances.
His measure has cleared the House and now goes to the state Senate for consideration. 400 soldiers with the Oklahoma National Guard are preparing to return home. Guard officials say the soldiers with the 45th Infantry Brigade arrived at Camp Shelby, Mississippi this week. They have been serving in Afghanistan. They will be back in Oklahoma early next week. Well, as the bullets were flying this week on Oakley Plaza, snapping pictures was Tulsa Library employee John Fancher. He captured the ordeal between sheriff's deputies and gunman Andrew Dennehy. It all started when he heard the first pop.
Pretty immediately assessed that it was a gun, and that's when I grabbed the camera and got a better vantage point and was able to get a pretty clear visual on the shooter.
You can see some of his pictures on our redesigned website at publicradiotulsa.org. We also have an interview with Fancher coming up this morning at 7:35 here on KWGS. Our weather forecast: expect sunshine and warmer conditions today, 63 for a high. Clear and cool tonight, 36 for a low. Tomorrow, slight chance of some rain, a high of 62. On Sunday, rain chances jump to 90% with a high of 64, but Monday looks nice with a high of 75. Right now, it's partly sunny and 36. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.